And we moved down the road just a piece. We're actually in South Todd County now at Guthrie at the Kentucky-Tennessee Livestock Market. And Tom Barnett, you guys have been selling livestock here for many years. And tell us a little bit about, we'll talk about the bull sale. You got a big bull sale coming up tomorrow, but just what history of this livestock market, Kentucky-Tennessee Livestock Market.
Yes, sir. I've been part of the livestock market since I graduated. Well, since I was a child, but I grew up here, but I've been part owner here since I graduated college. I think I've been here, I was probably 16 years. I've been part owner here. My father, and he was 1978 is when he bought into business. Okay, so right. But my family's been here for a long time. Glad to serve the people of Todd County and surrounding area. And it's been really good for my family, and we enjoy it.
Yeah, this market's really been a mainstay in the cattle business for many years. You guys are selling cattle not only from Todd County, but several counties around here, too.
Yes, sir. Tennessee, right in our location, we're very close to Tennessee, and are lucky to be able to serve both states. Right. You know, get cattle from as close as 5 minutes away, as far away as well over 100 miles. So we're blessed with a good constituent and consigners that believe in the way we do business, and we appreciate them greatly.
And also, part of that, you have to have good buyers. You guys in the cattle business and what you guys do, if you don't have the buyers coming to buy the cattle, it makes it tough.
Yes, sir. That is still the same way. You know, we're in our location. We're fortunate to have buyers from both Kentucky and Tennessee, both, and out-of-state buyers as well. Most of the cattle we'll sell will stay locally, but we will have some go to different states, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, places like that. And, yes, the buyers make it go. The cattle's got to be here to have a sale, but if somebody's not sitting here to give a good price for them, so it takes the consigner and the buyer both bringing a good product and willing to pay for the product to make it go. Yes, sir.
Very, very important. Of course, this is a great piece for the livestock business in this area because farmers need the auction sale to make it work for them.
Yes, the auction sale is a place where you can come and feel like you're being treated fairly. We try to represent the animals fairly, and we want to get you the highest offer. We don't make any bones about it. We make our money collecting commission for cattle we sell. But in that regard, we try to get the most we can for every animal that comes through here, every given sale we have. And, we feel like that's a privilege of ours to get to serve the people of the surrounding area. And it really works well.
You think we're going to get Stephanie on, but about time I go ready to talk to her, she gets busy again. You're saying like her.
Yeah, she keeps us all straight. She keeps us in line. I'll say that. She's the office manager here, right. Secretary Treasurer. She keeps us in line and does a great job.
And I think it's so busy. You've been busy this morning, actually, getting ready for a bull sale, Stephanie.
Yes, sir. We are. It's a big transition from we like everything clean. That's me. I'm a clean person, so to get everybody in, get all the cattle out from last night, get all the bulls in, get this computer, the books balanced, and get everything cleaned up the way I like to see it looking for tomorrow. So it takes several people, and we'll work on into the night getting it done, swept. Right. And I told you when you come in, I apologize the way it looks. It's pretty dirty right now, but there's no need to start mopping the floors till most of the majority of the work done. So, right. Yeah, I'm here during the day-to-day. When I get lucky, I get to go bush hog or go on the cab tractor or do something like that. But I'm very fortunate. I love what I do. I love agriculture. I've loved it my whole life. I grew up in Robertson County on a farm. And with my granddaddy coming up here, never knew I would marry into the family. I might have run if I'd have known what I know now. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Me and Tom's been married 16 years, almost when he bought in. So
right, yeah.
We got married kind of right out of college. So. College age, so we work together 24/7, 7 days a week. So
he bought in, and you really bought in, right?
Yeah, I should have known. There's an older gentleman that used to work here, and he'd been in the livestock industry a long time, and he warned me. Crosby Moore was his name, and they used to buy hogs and sell hogs, and he told me, he said, Stephanie, don't marry anybody that milks cows. And don't marry anybody that owns a stockyard. And I didn't listen. So, and he was joking. Of course, he was a family friend, and he worked here for years until he passed away. But I should have listened to Crosby a little more.
I love it. Pleasure to be with you guys at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market. And we do your report on the Ag Edge every Friday morning, and that's when it's available. And because I think it's important for people to see how cattle are selling in this area. We're going to talk more with our friends here at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock. We're on Todd 1070 WEKT.